Today on Castle Country Focus, we have Carol Larson. Now, this isn't the typical discussion about libraries. Carol has been with the library system in Emory County for 38 years, but she is also a member of Orangeville City Council for 12 years. But what we're talking about is an interesting phenomenon that has happened in recent years with rock climbers, boulderers that have been visiting our Joes Valley. Welcome, Carol, and thank you for taking the time of being on Castle Country Focus. You're attributed to being one of the major reasons that people are coming to our area. Who are they?
Well, they're people from all over the world, for sure. Several years ago, and I can't even remember how many, we had a man come here from Spain. I asked him why he was here, because I always like to ask why they're around, and he was telling me that he was here to do bouldering, and at that time, I didn't even know what that meant. In fact, I went home and talked to my husband about it, because he grew up here. You know, we just see him, and we think, oh, they look really pretty, but come here from all over the world to boulder up here at Joes Valley, and we've had, like I said, people from all over the world. In fact, we've had families here. A couple years ago, we had a mom and a dad and a baby that were here to do bouldering. So we get them all over the place. And you know, they're really highly educated people. They're not come here to do that. They come here, and a lot of times they come into the library to use our internet to do schooling. In fact, we had a couple in just this week that came in and wanted to use the internet to do schooling. And a lot of them come into the library to use the internet because they own their own business. So while they're away from their business, they need to take care of things to do with that business. So they come in here to use our internet. And sometimes it's just to keep in touch with their family. They'll come in just to communicate with them over the internet.
These people are coming into the Orangeville Library to do this. This is how you're meeting them, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes, although I have met some. In fact, a couple years ago, we were having our Orangeville City Cleanup Day, and some came down from up on the mountain and even pitched in and helped us do our Orangeville cleanup. So I get to interact with them in different ways, but most of the time I meet them because they come in here to the library, and I was like, that's where they're from and things like that. And, you know, once in a while I see them out to Food Ranch, because if you go out to Food Ranch in the fall or in the spring or the fall, you always see some out there. Food Ranch has been very accommodating to them. They like to hang out there. And so, you know, I see them in different places, but mostly here in the library. They're very courteous. They're very polite. And it's been fun to get to know some of them. We don't charge them for that service to use our internet, but we have made it available to them that they can get a temporary library card, check out books. Sometimes they'll do a book just for reading purposes, but a lot of it is we have an insightful guide to Joes Valley Bouldering, a book that we have here at the library. In fact, we're the only one in the county that has the book, and they come in to use that, check that out. We let them do that. We had a couple come in last year from Wyoming, and they own the book, but they had forgot to bring it, and they had been online and found out that we had the book, so they came in to borrow that book from us.
So they're coming from Wyoming. I know a couple of days ago I visited with a fellow from Fort Collins, Colorado, but mm-hmm. Spain, Japan, all over the world.
All over the world. Canada, I mean, I think probably just about every place has someone here from another country. We've just had a lot.
Climbing on the rocks up in Joes Valley doesn't make Emory County any money, does it?
Not really. The only, well, if they purchase food or gas, of course we would get some revenue from that. But not really. They come here pretty cheaply. They stay in their vans or they camp, and so they don't stay in motels or things like that. Although I did have some from Canada one time that were here staying in a tent, and we had some of our well-known Emery County wind, and it ruined their tent, so they had to go down and stay in a motel for a couple days. But mostly, they come, stay very cheaply.
Now, you mentioned Leroy at Food Ranch has been very accommodating to him. He's making some money off of him?
I'm sure he is. You can't go out there during those times of the year when they're here without seeing some out there. And they come down to shop, of course, to get things they need, but they also come down a lot of times to shower. The swimming pool there in Castle Dell has made accommodations there that they can buy a card and shower and use the pool down there. And Drew's also allowed them to shower. He has an area upstairs where he's allowed them to pay and shower. But right now it's kind of an exciting thing that's happening because Orangeville City is putting in bathrooms and showers at our welcome park. And so that's a way that we can maybe accommodate them a little bit better. They're a coin-op bathroom and, I mean, coin-op shower. The bathrooms, of course, are free, but a coin-op shower so that they'll be able to use those as well. So that's kind of an exciting thing that's happening in Orangeville right now.
Has there been any other businesses that came into existence because of their visits?
Yeah, we just had a new one this year. Doug and Cammy Stilson decided to open a coffee shop, and it's on North Main Street, headed up to Joe's Valley, and they have specialty coffees and lattes and smoothies, and they have a few packaged foods, but mostly it's to accommodate the climbers because they've asked, you know, where can I get a good cup of coffee? So this is something that Doug and Cammy started, and I know I haven't stopped there yet, but it seems like there's always a lot of cars there. So I think they're doing well as a business, but they did start the business specifically to help out with that need for the climbers. In fact, I talked to Jared Anderson, who works out to Emory Telcom, and he was a climber, lived up in Salt Lake, and him and his wife would come down here several times to climb, and eventually they decided to move here. There was other reasons as well, but they came down because they wanted to climb, and that was one of the things he said. There's not a lot of things to do after dark or in the evenings for the climbers, and so that's another thing that I'd like to see build, somewhere they can go where they can sit and visit or sit and have a good cup of coffee or, you know, be able to use the internet in the evening.
Well, I know Jared told me that Joe's Valley's rocks is one of the major reasons he came down here when I visited with him about it. Well, Carol, from a librarian's point of view, you've given us an interesting new aspect to tourism in Emory County, a tourism that is, they're good people, educated and polite.
Yep. And we love to have them here. We love to visit with them when they come to the library.
Well, thank you, Carol, for being on Castle Country Focus. This is DeLynn Fielding. I've been talking to Carol Larson, a 38-year experienced librarian and 12 years on Orange City Council, about the boulderers and their effects on Castle Country. Thank you.